Hang Out with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. It is great to be back with you. There is loads on the go and coming up in the next couple of days in Joburg, so do stay tuned. I'm going to share all of that with you, as well as a whole bunch of other cool stuff, including some amazing food. Yay. And don't forget that I'm going to be announcing my winner for a set of four tickets to go through to see Disney on Ice at the Ticket Pro Dome on Friday, the 30th of June. It's going to be epic. So if you entered, and a lot of people did, please make sure that you stay tuned to find out whether you've won, because I'm going to be announcing them a little bit later. So I just want to apologize. I had a touch of flu at the end of last week. So if I croak at you accidentally, then please don't take it personally. I've been croaking at everybody these days. Right, let us kick off. So last night I was really, really blessed. And thanks to Hasbro and Stir Kennecore in Sanson, I got to go through and have a sneak peek at a pre-screening of the latest installment in the series of the Transformers. It is called The Last Night. And it is opening officially this Friday, the 23rd of June in South Africa. The movie is pretty epic, I must say, and it's chock-a-block full with old meets new. So, for example, the film takes a look at the really long history of the war between the Autobots and the Decepticons and goes back in time to Nazi-occupied Germany and even further back in time to the time of King Arthur. So there's quite a lot of history in the film. And also, the first time cast members from the original trilogy and the fourth film are coming back in the fifth film as well. So you can expect to see Josh Duhamel, yay, Tyrese Gibson, Mark Wahlberg, and of course Stanley Tucci, along with a bunch of brand new characters for the fifth movie installment. And many of the vehicle cast are returning from the previous films as well. And fans will be very excited because you will get to see Hot Rod come to life on the big screen. Yay. So non-animated. Yeah. Very, very exciting. So that was quite a hit. So I'm interested to see what happens. The fourth movie in the series, Age of Extinction, which came out in 2014, didn't do that well. It got mixed reviews. So I'd be interested to see what happens with The Last Night. Let's see what the box office has to say. But if you've got kids, and especially little boys, they are going to love Transformers The Last Night. As I said, hitting theaters June 23rd, 2017. And you can find out more info on my blog, heatherhook.com. I've also got a link there in the post to find your nearest Stir Kennecore cinema, and you can go and watch it in 2D, 3D, or 4D. It is epic, I promise. So you'll really, really enjoy that. Now, please tell me you have got your tickets booked to celebrate Christmas in July at Ground with some great music and some great food. The weather is chilly, so it's the perfect time to eat warm food. The days are beautiful here in Joburg, so why not join the lads from Rubber Duck teaming up with the legendary Mango Groove, of course Majosi and Bad Peter, for a day out filled with music and, of course, good food. Yay! So the venue is Ground, which is located on Driefontein Road in Mulder's Drift. Really, really cool. There's kind of like a tobacco shed, like on a pecan nut plantation. It's really, really epic. And this promises to be a load of fun. You can also bring some friends along, and there are group chill areas that you can book, designated seating areas for between 10 to 15 people. You get a bottle of bubbly, you get some Christmas hats, etc., etc. And they have also teamed up with my very favorite charity, the Twitter Blanket Drive, to relieve the winter chill. So please bring along an extra blanket or two if you have to spare, which you should, and bring along your Christmas gear. So that is taking place Saturday, the 1st of July at Ground in Mulder's Drift. Doors open at 11 and the event finishes at 10 p.m. Tickets are available on New Tickets. Once again, the link is on my blog. So just click on the entertainment tab and go check that out. The tickets are 150 Rand on New Tickets, and at the door they will be 200 Rand, and kids over the age of 10 pay 70 Rand. Christmas in July with my favorite people from Rubber Duck. These guys are everywhere at the moment. They're doing absolutely amazing things. So do head through. It's going to be loads of fun. That's Christmas in July on the 1st of July, Saturday. Also on that weekend, so running from the 30th of June to the 2nd of July, The highly anticipated Caravela Portuguese Festival is heading to Monte Cassino. I did speak about this before on one of my other shows, but please make sure you have your tickets booked. It is going to be epic. So that is taking place Monte Cassino, as I said, in four ways. Tickets are 120 Rand for adults and kids and pensioners, 50 bucks. Tickets are available on CompuTicket. Again, the link is available on my blog, heatherhook.com. And there are some amazing headline live acts that are going to perform over the 3 days, including the Parlatones, Prime Circle, Lock and Bull, Good Luck. There's going to be a whole lot of Portuguese and Madeiran singing stars, because obviously this is a Portuguese festival, and loads of amazing Portuguese food to eat, like prawns and all that kind of yummy stuff. So do make sure you have your tickets for the Caravela Portuguese Festival, Monte Cassino, 30th of June to 2nd of July. Just a heads up, calling all you Jack Parow fans. I had such a blast at the Green Craft Live Beer Festival a couple of weeks ago, and I'm so excited they're coming back with Jack Parow to do a brandy festival. Yay, on the 2nd of September. So, there are going to be 10 brandy distilleries that are going to be available at the venue, which is once again Benoni Northern Sports Club in Benoni. And there is no better way to welcome in spring than with an ice cold brandy and Coke and some other stuff and some liquor music. So the obviously headline act Jack Parow, as I said. Some of the other musicians that are going to be there: Crystal Park, Rambling Bones, Hellcats, The Black Cat Bones. It's going to be loads of fun. So that is, as I said, Saturday the 2nd of September. Doors open at 12 o'clock and close at 10. As I said, Benoni Northerns, which is number 1 Brodigan Street in Benoni. Tickets are 150 Rand and there's a 7 Rand 50, booking fee. And that is available on New Tickets, or you can head on over to my blog, heatherhook.com, and check out all your details there. More information on greenlive.co.za. That's the 2nd of September. I will see you there. I'm looking forward to seeing Jack Parow. Okay, something else that's coming up that I think you will probably be quite interested in. Robert Kiyosaki, who is probably the king, the guru of finances and wealth management and wealth investment, is heading back to South Africa. He's coming out with the team from Success Resources, and he is taking part in the annual National Achievers Congress, which is taking place on the 8th and 9th of July at the Hartveld Arena in Pretoria. So considering that, like, not that long ago, South Africa's credit rating was cut to junk status, and there are global economic signs pointing to an impending worldwide financial crisis, what better time to learn from some of the top financial minds in the world? So not only is Robert Kiyosaki going to be speaking, Sandy Jadeja, I'm sure I never ever get that right, who's the chief marketing strategist and trading educator, as well as Tom Wheelwright, who's also a tax expert and is Robert's rich dad advisor, are going to be on the stage. And this is going to be 2 days filled with financial advice. And I mean, Robert Kiyosaki is no stranger to South Africa. He was here last year in Pretoria, but this year he's going to be speaking for the bulk of the 2 days. And this is an event that you don't want to miss. I know people have this kind of like perception about these big events and sell. Yes, they will sell to you. Let's be fair. This is what the theme or how the event is structured, but you don't have to buy. Don't ever have to feel pressured to buy. Go along, have a great time, listen to some of the top business and financial minds in the world, get some information and start applying it to your life. What better time to start than now, right? So, that's the National Achievers Congress. You can visit their website for more information, nacsouthafrica.com. And I also have a double set of tickets valued at 3,900 Rand to give away to head through to the National Achievers Congress on the 8th and 9th of July this year. Head over to heatherhook.com, click on the competitions post, and make sure that you enter. You can go and see Robert Kiyosaki live in SA. Now, if you're looking for somewhere good to eat, I just have to let you know that one of my favorite restaurants, Restaurant Mosaic at the Orient in Pretoria, has just won like another whole bunch of awards. I actually can't keep up with Chef Chantal and the rest of the team there. I don't know. They are just scooping up stuff left, right, and center these days. But it's kind of obvious why. So Chef Chantal Dartnell was this month named the 2017 Chef of the Year for Africa and the Middle East by the Luxury Travel Guide Awards. And in the same week, they also triumphed at the 2017 World of Fine Wine World's Best Wine Lists Awards. They won a whole stack of wine list awards at this thing. And then Restaurant Mosaic has also been named Luxury Restaurant of the Year by Travel and Hospitality, an exclusive resource for the discerning traveler. It's a global awards program. So, wow. I mean, this is amazing. And I have to say the food is absolutely amazing. Chef Chantal is so, so, so talented. And they have one of the most comprehensive wine cellars in South Africa. They have more than 75,000 bottles of wine under 5,500 different local and international labels in their wine cellar at any one time. It is a beautiful, beautiful venue. And Chantal is just extremely talented. She's currently got her winter menu out called Tabula Rasa that I spoke about a couple of weeks ago. It's got a number of African-inspired dishes and features the chef's signature botanical cuisine using only the best seasonal produce. And Dartnell takes her cue from nature. So find out more on restaurantmosaic.com. Do make sure you get there. This is an experience and a half, one of the top restaurants in Africa and soon to be, I think, probably the world if they keep going the way they are. So do make sure to check them out, book a table and go through and enjoy some amazing fine dining at Restaurant Mosaic at the Orient in Pretoria. Now, let's be honest, I'm not going to walk down the aisle anytime soon. However, if you are planning on walking down the aisle, and I know a number of you might be, so I just had to share this little gem that I discovered the other day. So, Oh My Bride, I know, right, is a boutique situated on the East Rand. They aim to accommodate and make every bride and their bridal party feel at ease and special. It is your special day after all. And the one thing that I really like about them, and they understand people's hectic schedules, they will actually physically come to you at your house or at your office or even after hours, if required, have an appointment with you either at their premises, or they'll come to you and they will bring the materials and they'll help you pick and fit and finalize your perfect wedding dress in the comfort of your home after work. I mean, I don't know many bridal salons that will do that, let's be honest. So you have the option of either renting or purchasing your wedding gown or your suit. They will sort out your bridal retinue for you as well. And they are currently holding a special on suits for hire for 350 Rand, which is really not bad. So, even if it's not a wedding, if it's a matric dance or whatever you need a suit for, 350 Rand is not too bad. They also do things like garters, hairpins, tiaras, and custom designed t-shirts for the bridal party. Oh my Bride. Their website is currently under construction, but you can contact Ashley on 064-515-1199, or you can drop her an email, ohmybride0@gmail.com. So that's all your wedding stuff sorted. And I've actually got a couple of pictures up on the site of some of the gorgeous gowns that she has. So do head through to heatherhook.com and check out the Oh My Bride wedding and bridal post. And now for the most exciting part of the show that you've all been waiting for. Before I announce our winners, however, I have a new competition that is kicking off today. If you would like to win a set of tickets to go and see Robert Kiyosaki at the National Achievers Congress, valued at 3,900 Rand, head on over to my competitions page and make sure to comment below the post and let me know where the National Achievers Congress is taking place this year, and you could go into the draw to win a set of two tickets to go and see Robert Kiyosaki live speaking on wealth creation and management here in South Africa. I'll give you a hint. It's at the Heartfelt Arena in Pretoria. See, super, super easy. Head over to heatherhook.com. Make sure you enter. I'll be closing that competition at the end of the month. Now, our lucky, lucky winner of a set of four tickets to take the family to go and see Disney on Ice on the 30th of June is none other than Leonie Bass. Well done. I have sent you an email and we will organize to get those tickets to you, and you and the kids and hubby can go through and have an absolutely amazing time with Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Goofy, Olaf, my favorite. I'm so excited. I don't actually know what to do with myself. It's going to be absolutely great. So that is on on, Disney on Ice is on at the Tickapo Dome in North Riding from Friday the 30th of June until the 9th of July. Do make sure that you have booked your tickets. All the details are on my site, heatherhook.com. Well done, Leonie. That is it from me for this week. I'll be back with you again next week. I hope that you have a wonderful week ahead. I'm probably going to bump into you at some of the events that I've mentioned or things that are coming up. So do keep an eye out. I hope to see you there, and I will be back with you next week. If you'd like to get in touch, obviously, please drop me an email, heather@heatherhook.com. If there's an event coming up that you think I should be covering. And if you're on social media, please do follow and get engaged. I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Facebook as well, facebook.com/HeatherLHook. And I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. I'll be back with you next week. Have an absolutely, absolutely amazing day. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.